O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Throughout a world in shadow, John's urgent voice we hear. Prepare for Christ your Savior. The Son of God is near. He gives a new beginning to those who turn from sin, who answer love with loving by turning back to Him. His veiled but certain splendor begins to shine from far. He comes, His saints around Him, the bright and morning star. With all who wait with longing, give thanks that never cease, for Him whom God is sending to visit us in peace. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Have mercy on me, God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. I know full well my misdeeds, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me, that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, that my tongue may ring out your justice. O love, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. You have no delight in sacrifices. A burnt offering from me would not please you. The sacrifice you accept is a humble spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not reject. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, the deaf will hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will obtain fresh joy in Adonai, and those poor of the earth will exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the tyrant will be no more, and the arrogant will have gone. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We shall never forsake you again. Give us light that we may call upon your name. We shall never forsake you again. Give us light that we may call upon your name. O Adonai, remember us out of the love you have for your people. Come to us, O love, with your help. Give us light that we may call upon your name. We shall never forsake you again. Give us light that we may call upon your name. Now behold Adonai coming soon, and all the saints shall follow. And there will be a shining light on that day. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One through the Word, in the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Now behold Adonai coming soon, and all the saints shall follow, and there will be a shining light on that day. Alleluia.
In ancient times, you freed those enslaved in Pharaoh's empire. Liberate us today from our slavery to self-centeredness and greed. In ancient times, you fed people in the desert with manna from heaven. Use us today to feed migrants and refugees fleeing from poverty and war. In ancient times, you gave thirsty people water springing from a rock. Quench our thirst today as we join the struggle for justice. In ancient times, you revealed your truth at Sinai with the precepts of the covenant. Give us the strength this day to fulfill the whole law with your love. In these last days, you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O wondrous love, holy source of all that is, we praise you on this special feast day, remembering the life and the legends of Saint Lucy. May her example of patience, concern for the sick, and single-hearted love for Christ inspire us to bring the healing light of your love to a world groping in the dark. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of the Holy One, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus our Emmanuel. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.